Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I'm super excited that you're here. It is Wealth Check Wednesday. So I'm going to digress a little bit because I already put up a public post that I would share with you guys about my traumatic experience at the beach, not just mine, but my kids. I've been living in Michigan for 15 years now. And every summer, I mean, that's where you're going to find us, right? Is at the beach. And never in all my years of living here have we ever had an experience like what we had with horseflies. And I'm talking like we were surrounded, each of us as a person, by hundreds. Like, it was insane. I've never seen anything like it. I couldn't figure out why the beach was empty. But as we were running for our lives, I soon realized that's why. So I did a little research, but nothing is really talking about it. Just that, you know, horseflies like humid, hot weather. It is Michigan. It is humid. It is hot, but definitely not the most humid, hot summer we've ever had. It's not like there's record-breaking temps or, you know, moisture levels, nothing out of the ordinary. So it was super bizarre to me that it was that bad. Like, it ruined our day. And we're literally in the car, like, killing these flies on the way home. So if you guys are fly experts, I would love to know. I honestly want answers. Like, I'm not finding anything that makes any sense about why they were so much. Like, the little girl stayed in the water and basically the rest of us were just kind of smacking them away. But honestly, when we decided to leave, it's like it pissed them off even more. And it's a pretty good hike up the hill back to the car. So it was literally traumatizing. Probably going to take a little bit of time off from the beach just because of all that crazy. It was just a lot, you guys. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I've had something in the works, part of one of those moments of, you know, God just coming through for me, knowing that, you know, I'm great at sales. I'm great at, you know, sharing things I love. I'm great at peopling. How could I do everything I love and be able to, you know, monetize my skills at this point in my life without the toxic cult? Yes, it is a cult. Without the toxic cult, I can't, Jesus, toxic coaching culture. For those of you that follow me on Facebook, you see the posts I've made where I have spent thousands upon thousands of dollars for pretty much nothing. At the end of the day, it was some feel good energy that kind of boosted me to the next spot, but it was really preying on my weakness as a person, right? They take the most broken part of you and let you know that the answer to that is on the other side of, you know, $10,000. I'm not doing those kind of things anymore. That doesn't sit right with me. I'm not a fan of it. I think it's dirty, and I kind of feel the same way about it like I do network marketing. And I know a lot of you guys are network marketers. I still love and support you. I still get a paycheck, but it's not something that at this point in my life, I will never say never, because that is when, you know, God decides to make a fool of you. I'll never say never, but just at this point in my life, network marketing is not it. But I'm happy to help you guys. And today's episode, we are going to talk about the importance of a mastermind group, okay? Because I really want to help you get your finances in check. You should have multiple streams of income. And that is part of what, you know, this kind of fell into my lap. I've been taking colostrum for, I'd say, probably 6 months now. And I'm sure you guys have seen the ads. That's kind of how I fell for it. I was like, oh, wow, what is this? And the colostrum I was taking had an affiliate program, but I applied for it. I just haven't shared it with you guys because nothing changed. Like, nothing happened. And when I bring in a new product into my regimen, I stop taking everything so I can reset and take that by itself to see if it's something, you know, I can tell a difference on. Something I could tell in that point when I stopped taking products, I could tell I stopped taking collagen. Okay. And there's a few other supplements I could really tell, but I'm tired of all the bullshit. So I cut everything out. And there's only a few things I'm taking, three things to be exact, that I will not go a day without. And I'm talking supplements, you know, that's not talking about like my everyday dose, the mushroom coffee I share with you guys. That's phenomenal. I'm not keeping that up. But these supplements have really played into my core health. And one of them is a new colostrum product, and it's not available to the public right now. And it is something that I automatically just applied for an affiliate link, because I know at the core of what colostrum is, it's a powerful tool. Okay. Cause we're talking about stimulating DNA repair. Okay. This is where we're going to stimulating that DNA repair. This is like the inside of your body, the things that we take for granted. This is the shit that's happening. What it's doing is it's maintaining that genomic stability. Okay. This is reducing the risk of like genetic diseases, mutations. This is, it's crucial for your cell health. Okay. Let me just put it like that. It's crucial for your longevity and it's crucial for your overall well-being. This product I have is three ingredients. Okay. And it's two of the biggest trademark brands of colostrum you could get. And then they have a special secret ingredient. And that's what it does. It works on that genomic stability. Okay. This is the maintenance of like the guts, the genetic material inside an organism's cells. Okay. When your DNA is stable, this means that genetic information remains intact and undamaged over time. So we're minimizing the occurrence of abnormalities, all right? The stability, it's essential for proper cellular function, kind of those things that we take for granted at the same time. And what I've known to be true is that a lot of people are going to go and they want to change their body. They want to do these things. And 9 times out of 10, they're looking for weight loss. No one's looking for like core health. No one's looking at getting at the root of what exists inside of our bodies, because what do we know that our bodies can do? I mean, it's breathing. You've got a reproductive system. You have a central nervous system. You have a digestive system. It does all these things naturally. So what can we do to support our bodies at its core to get it back to that natural? Because we've wreaked havoc with our food, our, you know, the just our general diet, lack of exercise, mental stress, emotional trauma. Like, your body keeps the score, right? We fucked ourselves up. But the benefit of having that proper cellular function is really overall good health and well-being. It's enabling tissues and organs to carry out their jobs efficiently. It supports your metabolic system, all of that process. Okay. And it facilitates communication between cells. I'm obsessed with how our body talks to itself. That my obsession started in the brain, but like your whole body talks and communicates, and cells, you know, talk and communicate. This is where we're ensuring our body's ability to respond to external stimuli and stressors. Okay. So core health, this is the foundation for healthy functioning organism, really. These products do that. This product does that. And I am not missing the collagen. Like, everything is just getting back to normal for me. It is going to be a staple in my everyday, one of the three supplements. That's it, you guys. And I'm going to show a picture on social media. I'm going to have to, of what my cupboard looks like, because I still have all these supplements in there. And I just fell for a bunch of bullshit. And I was excited because I fell for the story, right? We fall for the stories. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes it's also bad, because these people are very intelligent and they're preying on your weakness, kind of like the toxic coaching culture. Okay. But we want that proper cellular function. This is the core of what your body needs so that your cells are working as they should. That means your body's going to be running smoothly. You can stay healthy. You can have that energy. You can, you know, fight off illnesses. So it's the key to feeling good and staying strong. And if I would have known this, I would have been, I mean, this product didn't exist. Like I said, it's not even available for the public yet, but I do have some private invites. So if this is something that you are just like, yes, I am sick of finding a Band-Aid for all the bullshit. I want to get to the core of what's going to have me feeling healthy, because it's not about anything outside of like how you feel. Do you have energy for the day? You know, and everything else just falls into place. Your metabolism gets back into check. Your, you know, everything just kind of comes back when you focus on the core issue, kind of like our emotional trauma too, right? If we get to the core issue, it's just kind of like the weight is gone. That happens in every aspect of your life. So make sure you guys are subscribed at brandonlinette.com. Sign up for emails if you're not already. signed up. Okay. So that you can just hit me up and just say, you know, cellular health, and I'll know exactly what you're talking about. And I'll send you one of these private invites for this company. I am just obsessed on a lot of levels, not just the fact that I did a fast to reset my body, to reset everything that was happening, just to start at zero and to have something coming out of that that's really going to support the core health of my body. Okay. And if you guys are interested in the other two supplements that I take, I have affiliate links for those too, because this one, I haven't taken it quite yet for 3 months. And I'm really waiting for this third month because there's some different things that are to happen. Cause you guys know you need to take stuff for like 6 months to a year to really see the benefit, right? I hope you guys know that it's not just like one day everything magically changes. It's kind of like the microdosing psilocybin. You don't just suddenly change in one day. You start noticing subtle differences, and that's kind of what it is for a good supplement. But this one I'm really waiting, and then I'm going to have the biggest fucking testimony. Okay. Because I can't wait to share about it. I do hope that I get, you know, what I'm looking for here, but I felt a big difference. I know when I'm not taking it, so I can feel, you know, I feel that vitamin supplement, like it's amazing. I get a lot of compliments on my skin. My hair grows fast. My nails grow fast. All of those things. Those are important to us, right? Well, if you get to the core issue of that, you're not going to have a problem. So you're not going to need to take all these hundreds of things and use all these expensive label skin creams that are full of shit. You know, that $85 bottle of collagen that you've got for your facial moisturizer because you think that's going to work, babe. It doesn't. Okay. It doesn't. That's not how it works. You got to work some shit from the inside out. So I'm going to help you guys do that. But let's get to it. Okay. Let's get to, I hope I hit record on this. Oh my God, did I? Oh, I did. I gave myself a mini heart attack, you guys. I want to talk to you guys because I know a lot of you are digital nomads out there making the money on the side. You do need multiple streams of income. And one of the ways I want to help you to create one is to get a mastermind group. Okay. This is something that even in my toxic coaching culture, that stage of my life, I created a few of these, and there's some of them that I actually go back to. And it's been well received. Every time I have something new to teach, I'm like, hey, would you guys be curious? What if I go live about this? It's huge. You know, it's just part of building that relationship with the community or whoever you have in this container. Why would you need it? What exactly is a mastermind group? Okay. This is the place where we learn, teach, receive, give support, brainstorm. Okay. And you can have a mastermind group with, you know, other leaders, or I've had mastermind groups where I've taught and I invite other people to teach. But the members of this group should be there to hold accountability to each other. Okay. Where you're having like weekly or monthly meetings, or if you're like me, it's been every like third month or so. A mastermind group, you know, can be anybody who is online in the digital space. I know I was very, when I was full-time in network marketing, it was just kind of taboo if people weren't in network marketing. We had to have this like, you know, facade of like, well, if it's not network marketing, I'm not interested, right? Like we were taught to say that, you guys, taught to say that. If people question like, is it MLM? Is it a pyramid scheme? Which, come on, we know everything in life is a fucking pyramid scheme, okay? But ideally, the actual definition of that would never coincide with MLM. I do believe in the process. I think there's just too much bullshit, okay? I think there's too much bullshit on the back end of that. But it was a toxic culture as well. And we were shut down from like, you know, discouraged from growing with other people and other people that had ideas of making money. And some of the ways that I've learned to make money on the side is from a mastermind. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't have to work network marketing. Okay. I don't have to work MLM anymore. You know, there's other potential opportunities. So if you're someone that is just like grossed out on it, girl, there is a space for you. Okay. You can work from home with multiple streams of income, and this could be the process, right? Those of you that are in network marketing, I know I have some really great friends that are in it, and I see them. I see them, and they are trying to be the change that they want to see. I don't have any hard feelings for that. I fully support them. I love them. I order products for them just to support them. Okay. So I'm not like that anti. It's just the wounds go deep. Okay. But I want you guys to think about these benefits of having a mastermind group. So you get, you know, a few of your friends, a few of your leadership team together, and it shouldn't be like everybody from this one company. Okay. That's a great mastermind to have. And, you know, your company ideally should have a leader's mastermind in the first place. But I'm saying people from different areas, people that are the digital nomads that are selling, you know, digital courses, that are selling, you know, that are affiliate marketers. And I know MLM really tried to coin that to say that we just called it affiliate marketing. That was something else we were taught. It is not the same. Okay. Not the same at all. Maybe you're, you know, a seller on TikTok shop, or you have a brick and mortar business. You want to find people around you that are just out for the same income to better their financial relationship, to improve their wealth status, to be able to create generational wealth, or to have a savings account, or to get out of debt, whatever that is. The truth is, two heads are better than one. Okay. 10 heads can be even better. If you need help finding a solution to a challenge, this is where the mastermind group can step in and actually help you. You learn from each other. Everyone in the group has something to teach the other people. And then you come here for that support, because it's not always easy out there. You guys, you know that. Sometimes it's shitty and you're not going to go paint your problems on Facebook, because fucking everybody's struggling, right? But if you go to a group that you already have for that emotional support or encouragement, you know, feedback, extra, you know, an expert to help you with something, just that extra push to go to the next level, this is where you get this in a mastermind group. Okay. So I want to encourage you today, really, to access new partners. And this group will give you that too. You know, maybe you do want to start a third stream of income and you need a new business partner. You know, maybe you're looking to expand and you're looking for a loan or someone, you know, an underwriter. Maybe you're looking for play dates. I don't know. Homeschool help. Mastermind groups can be utilized for anything. Okay. But if you want to get this set up, you're going to want to find like-minded, business-oriented people who are going to be just kind of like you, where you have that in common. You know, and you add significantly to this group by, you know, joining and doing like special trainings. Like what I would do is I have hundreds of masterminds, you guys. Social media mastery is probably one of my top. Okay. I have like 5 social media mastery groups that I've done over the span of 2 or 3 years. And I would always add new people to this group. It would, you know, some of them were paid classes, some of them were free. New people are in this group and we start interacting and we start talking and we think, oh, we're all here. Let's help each other get to the next level. And then you've got this accountability. Everyone knows what you're working on. They're going to hold you to it. You get a new way of thinking. Mastermind groups expose you to other people that have probably achieved more than you have, you know? And then all of a sudden you realize your goals are kind of tiny. You're not dreaming big, bitch. You want to strive for greater levels of success. And you do that when you are pushed to be in a place like this. Okay. And there are so many already existent. So if you're like, ah, girl, I'm just not the kind of person that's going to start a group, you can find one. Okay. You want to, either way, whether you're going to join or create one, you really want to decide on the topic and the purpose. If you're going to contact, you know, prospects to just come into this group, you have to be very clear. Clarity is what a lot of people are missing when they're taking the next steps in their lives. You want to be clear about the kind of person you're looking for. Is it for internet marketers, stay-at-home moms? What are you hoping to accomplish with the group? And then you're going to want to seek out members. Make sure you have, you know, you both have something to offer each other, you know, and that everyone's going to receive a benefit from being in this group. And I want you to be picky. We're not going for quantity. We're going for quality. So this group doesn't have to be big. You want to, you know, set your mind now to want to attract high quality members to a high quality group and hold yourself to that level. You want to look for people with different skills. And absolutely, you guys should all have stuff in common and be similar, but not a clone. Like, you know, if I'm looking to start getting into, you know, real estate investing, and I want to build a mastermind and start to connect, and because networking is key in life, okay, maybe I want to have a builder in there, maybe I want to have a broker, a home decorator, you know, a banker, a whatever it is. But everybody should be in there with a similar level of commitment. You want to ensure that everyone has the same level of drive. Because a group with like super serious members and a group with not so serious people is going to scream dysfunction. Okay. And then you get to determine the frequency and the format. Like, how are you going to meet? How often? How are they conducted? You know, is this going to be one person, a group live? Are you on a family Zoom chat? All of this should be decided by all the members. Okay. And you have to expect everyone to contribute. People shouldn't be allowed to just gain a benefit from the meetings. They should be expected to provide value to other people too. So you want to give other people a chance to speak. My best piece of advice for you is to find some mastermind groups that you feel like you would be a great part of and kind of, you know, mirror them. And maybe you'll find one at that point that just suits you, where you can stay and learn and be able to expand your knowledge. But you don't need to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars for knowledge and experience when you can create your own world here to be able to pull those people to you. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Okay. I've heard that. I've heard that so many times. I know one of my biggest mentors right now says that all the time. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Sometimes they've been right in front of your face all along, but we haven't had that conversation. So I want you to try as many groups as you can. And maybe you end up having to start your own. That's okay, because this is how we're going to speed up our progress, regardless of your objective. I want you to get started with this today. I want you to see what's possible. You know, the bigger you dream, the more things you can achieve. And every step that you're taking in doing this, you're building up new confidence, you're building up a new awareness, you're expanding your knowledge base. You're making your brain really happy. For one, you're learning new things. That's what we're trying to do here, is just to live the best possible version of ourselves. And I think we put too much power into money when it's not a real thing. Very important thing, but it's absolutely something that we all have in abundance if we're willing to be open and get a little uncomfortable to achieve it. Okay. So I want you guys to, your homework, okay, is to check out some other mastermind groups, to join a mastermind or create a mastermind. And I really want you to spend some time with your finances, maybe recalibrate a budget, you know, just even spending time in gratitude. Maybe you're just paying bills this week. Just that gratitude of like, man, that money is coming in. We've got money to pay the bills. Challenge yourself when you go grocery shopping this week, even though, you know, it's bullshit. Challenge yourself to come at it with gratitude of just like, thank you that we are bringing this food home, and not get so hung up on the negative aspect of the fact that eggs, you know, are literally $5 a dozen now, or whatever the issue is. I know there's a lot of them out there. I just want to challenge you to focus on that gratitude. Okay. So I want some feedback. You guys, let me know how this works out in these groups. If you really want that link for the core health supplement that I am taking, like I said, not available to market. And, you know, I'm speaking to this woman on there, and she is also someone I absolutely have admired for a long time. I've just never been close to her. We got privately introduced and had great conversation. And she's like, you know, Brandon, it's really cool to be the first at something. You know, it's really cool to be the best at something, but it's even better when you're the only something. And there is not a product that exists that will ever be able to exist, because this is patented and licensed. This third ingredient that they have in their colostrum, no one is ever going to get their hands on it. We will be the only, you know, company that has that. I say we, like, it's my company. It's not my company. I'm just very proud of the product. And I do love the people that are behind it. I think, you know, they have been in business and sales for 30 plus years. And they're just good, genuine people. Like, they care about people, you know, and their, you know, perspective changed to this, you know, level of health as they're getting older. That's important. So what can they do to help the younger people achieve their health? They can share the best core products, and we can stop trying to put a Band-Aid on the those issues. So, and also, you guys, I don't want you to forget my traumatizing experience at the beach, because if you know anything, like if you know, is there some secret horsefly breeding experiment or something that they just let loose? Or if you've been to the beach and you've been like swarmed, I'm saying we had to leave, you guys. It was so bad. I'm just looking for real talk on it, okay? Because Google is not my friend. And I went pretty deep and I didn't find anything. There wasn't even a forum of people, you know, talking about being traumatized. And, you know, we weren't the only other people dancing on the beach swatting flies. I think a lot of people were just in the water. And I don't know, it was crazy. So if you know anything about that, or you know someone, we're seven people away from meeting someone that knows what we're after. So why don't you guys just ask around, for fuck's sake, okay? Not that it's keeping me up at night. It's just curiosity. Like, it's so fucking weird. It was weird. And now we're going to be hesitant to go to the beach for a hot minute, which sucks because, God, we live in Michigan by the beach. And how could we not? Because we only get, you know, 4 months out of the year to really enjoy the season. And we're a little robbed at the moment. But all right, bitches, listen. I love you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for tuning in. I have another great interview coming up tomorrow. And make sure you are getting those love letters. Sometimes they go to spam. I can't help that. You guys have to set me to one of your favorites. Basically, see first, okay? I do have an author account on Facebook. It's Brandon Lynette. Not my personal account. It's like a page. All of my love letters post there as well. So maybe if you just want to follow that account, love letters and podcast post there. So that's it, babies. If you want to show some love and support, if this episode gave you value, just go to listenbitchdonations.com and buy your girl a cup of tea. Okay. And by tea, I mean everyday dose mushroom coffee. That's where my money goes. But I love you. I'll see you guys tomorrow.